We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10 years this organization's been looking for that. And I am so proud to be associated with all of you players, our coaches, our support staff, trainers, strength guys. I just can't believe all the things you guys have overcome over the course of the year to get here. We're not done. After Wednesday, we've got 13 more wins, and then we're world champions. Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Congratulations. Enjoy this. You've earned it. Okay?
Yeah! You tell him, Topper!
Phil's win. The Phil's win. Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. This segment is sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans. All right, so Jack, let's do the Commander song first. This is some because I'm already getting it. Where I'm getting the hype songs from Eagles fans that are DMing me.
Terrible.
The yeah,
always
yeah.
Bad. Stop making them, please.
Well,
oh, you mean Eagles hype songs?
So yeah. When they're good, that's yeah, when everybody wants to make a song. And it's like
I remember like back in the day, it was Black and Yellow was remixed to like everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already getting messaged the hype songs for the Eagles, but the Commanders. Is this? It's not. We are Commanders.
Sadly, no.
I was just starting to get used to that one.
I like that one.
I think that's the reason why they're 1-3 or whatever.
Well, so let's hear the Commander song here, Jack.
Something about some good fans back in the day. RFK was our palace. If you don't know, you need to ask about us. Think we're gonna lose? Well, I can't believe you doubt us. Had the whole crowd screaming out, "We want dollars."
Really?
So is it a Bone Thugs and Harmony parody?
I guess. That wouldn't be a good song if they were 4-0. It wouldn't matter. I don't give a damn what the record is. That is terrible. I don't know what the hell the Commander fans are thinking about down there. That is, my goodness. How many bad theme songs can you come up with in 1 year? From bad names to bad theme songs,
terrible
to bad
name.
Football.
Yeah. Terrible name. The Commanders is a horrible, terrible nickname.
We are the Command. Like, you don't even roll off your tongue right.
No. No, there's nothing good. There's nothing good about it. Poor. You know what? Honestly, I feel bad for those fans. They have a terrible owner. They have a terrible nickname. They don't win anything. All right, the quarterback's been terrible the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Well, there you go. All right, so the other big NFL news is that, according to the New York Post, Tom and Giselle have hired divorce lawyers, I agree. You had to know this was at least a possibility of coming after, I guess, the latest developments. But, yes, that according to the New York Post. So it seems like that unless Tom is able to salvage it, if he even wants to, that they will be divorced.
So yeah, I don't think they'll be divorced.
No,
I don't think so. I gotta believe he's smarter than this. He understands that she's upset right now, and he's at the forefront of why she's upset. And so that means he's gonna have a lot of work to do to repair the marriage at some point this offseason. You know, people call divorce lawyers, or they put that stuff out there because they want you to know that I'm serious, that I'm unhappy with where we are, but. And unless I were to believe there were already issues here, this isn't enough for Giselle to say, I'm going to divorce my husband. Like, it just isn't. Like, I've been married 20 years, 20 plus years, believe me. You know, you have moments where you're like, either she feels that way or you feel that way. But then you realize how much you really do love the idea of being married, how much you really do love that person and the reason why you got married, that the issue isn't bigger than that.
Right.
And this is supposedly about him playing football. Again, now, unless there's something there that we don't know about, this isn't a reason to go get divorced.
Well, page 6
it's a reason to be upset and all of that.
And to even have conversations
about
it. But ultimately, if they want to be together, they'll be together.
Well, how can you be in love one day and be in a family and all of a sudden, because he wants to continue to play football or she wants you to retire, you look at each other and say, you know what? All bets are off. I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Right.
Over football?
Well,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Page 6 says, as previously revealed, the couple has been living separately for the past couple months following an epic fight, and now they're apparently looking at dividing up their multi-million dollar empire. A source is quoted as saying, I never actually thought this argument would be the end of them, but it looks like it is.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be any coming back now. They both have lawyers and are looking at what a split will entail, who gets what, and what the finances will be.
Well, you know what that says to me? The marriage has been on the rocks for a while. And maybe that's why she wanted him to stop playing.
This might be the final.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. Like, you don't go from being blissfully married to now I'm all of a sudden getting divorced out of nowhere. There's no extramarital affairs. There's this. Right. You both have money, so that isn't an issue. They're both are rich. Like, how do you go from wanting to be married to now all of a sudden I don't want to be married anymore? That just means it wasn't a happy marriage.
For a while.
It had to be.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is the final straw.
Yeah, I would agree.
We've both been married a while. You don't just up and get divorced over some argument about football.
Nope.
That just doesn't happen.
But we do have an open spot on the show for Tom to come on
for
the wife talk.
Especially when you got kids and everything that's involved.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Like, come on, man.
Yep. Yeah, unless he just doesn't really
want to be married.
So if he made the decision.
like want to be married. Like, he doesn't want to be married.
Right. Yeah, because, like, when you make the decision to unretire and play again, he had to know that there were going to be repercussions.
No doubt he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt he knew. So, I mean, listen, I know they're celebrities and it's public knowledge or what have you, but ultimately it's a private matter. I'm just saying, for someone and other people out there who are listening and have been married a long time, you go through plenty of arguments. And there's plenty of times you may think about getting a divorce and don't do it. And you reconcile and you work things out. I'm saying if this actually goes to divorce, it was more than just him playing football.
Yeah, this was just
We may never know, but believe me, it was more to it than that.
Yep. Marriage is hard, except for Jack and Jill, who live a fairy tale life. Right, Jack?
Yeah, although I feel like she was being a little sarcastic last night with me when I was getting all emotional about the Phils win. You know, and she didn't sense the big moment for me. You know, maybe she doesn't know that I'm the most influential Phillies media person, like Corey said earlier. But
she probably does not, or doesn't care.
I would go for option B, does not care.
Right.
Don't change on her, Jack. She married a certain Jack Fritz. Whatever your nickname is to her, that's who she married.
Yep.
You've been knowing each other since you were little kids.
Well, I will say, we started dating when the Phils were hot, so she knows.
I'm just saying, she don't want to look up and all of a sudden she's married to somebody else.
Ooh.
Which is, I mean, Jack Fritz has become another person.
Yeah.
Through your fame and everything else.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes,
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes I wonder if it's the same Jack that I knew when he was my intern.
Well.
The little guy.
He's changed so much.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta, you know, peacock. Sometimes you gotta let the peacock fly.
Yeah. See? See?
The first wife talk segment with Jack, albeit a brief one.
He's out doing appearances and everything, you know.
Now, Jack, has she complained about maybe your lack of time for her with all the, you know, she's got the pregnancy and everything, and there's a lot of emotions and hormones that go on with that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're out living the good life of being a local celebrity.
Well, I gotta bring the money home. You know, we're still not financially set, believe it or not. So,
man.
Yeah, we got, you know, a nice little agreement. You know,
I'm just saying.
Is it a written agreement or
don't turn into a different Jack Fritz?
I'm pretty much the same guy my whole life. I don't think you have to worry about it.
All right, good. That's good to hear. Thank you, Jack. Thank you
for the advice, though.
It's my marriage advice to you, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So Chris in Springfield has a thought on the Phillies making the playoffs, I agree. So I wanted to hear it. Chris, go ahead. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Chris?
I just want to preface this with I am a 4-for-4 guy. I love all these teams. I always have. I always will.
But
it's just somewhat embarrassing to hear people gushing over this specific team and this year. I'm embarrassed for them, and I kind of cringe when I hear people calling in. I can't get excited about it. It just feels participation trophy-esque.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, sometimes, and we've seen it in football, Chris, you get a team that makes the playoffs that doesn't even have a .500 record, right? The Phillies didn't get in with 80 wins. The Phillies have, I believe, 87 or 88 wins right now. So I hear you. They haven't had a strong September. But to get to September and have this many wins, they had to have done something right along the way. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, cringing because people are excited about the team making the playoffs. Just enjoy it, man.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what would have been satisfactory for them to make the playoffs that you would have found. Like, what the record had to be. I mean, the Atlanta Braves have won 100 games. So you would want the Phillies to win more than 100 so they could be the division winner?
Maybe the just feeling about the team is sort of covering up the win total. Because I will say that is impressive. I do have to say that win total, you know, is not
– it's nothing to sneeze at, yeah.
It feels like to you they backed into the playoffs instead of going out and winning and finishing strong. That's what it sounds like to me.
And like you mentioned, I thought about the Eagles last year too, you know, but I think you can, like, rookie quarterback or, you know, young quarterback, kind of inexperienced team. I will, you know, speaking of the Eagles from last year, it's kind of similar, backing into the playoffs. But with all these veterans and all this money and the Castellanos and, like, just everybody on this team, it just doesn't feel like that. And it's kind of just boring. This team is boring unless they're hitting home runs, and they're not going to win like that. And, you know, I don't know. I just hate to have – the Cardinals are just such a good organization. The Mets are going to beat you. The Braves are going to beat you. It's just sort of meh. It's just a very meh.
So what are you going to say what are you going to say when they win this series?
I guess, you know, Nola was Nola for a game. Wheeler is your quote-unquote ace.
So you're not even
going
to be happy
if they win a series? No, I'm saying if they win this series in the playoffs and they make it to the next round, I'm saying what are you going to say or feel then?
You're going to change your tune?
I'll have to eat crow. First of all, I have to say I was wrong.
I want to know whether or not you're going to be happy that they are still playing. That's what I really want to know. You're already wrong with just the opinion.
I'm going to watch every pitch. Okay. I'm going to watch every game. I'm going to root for my team. I love Schwarber.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to root for this team. I like this team. I will say it's nice that these young players will get a taste of the playoffs, the Stotts of the world.
Oh, there we go.
Focus on this, Chris.
There we go.
Focus on the good stuff. Otherwise, I'll have Jack text you where Joe DeCamera is going to be watching the games, and you can go hang out with him.
That fraud. Joe DeCamera, heard him today during the show. Spends 3 or 4 months complaining about the team getting in the playoffs with an extra wild card. Then I had to hear how excited he was for everybody today. What type of nonsense is that?
He didn't sound excited yesterday.
No,
we
haven't sounded excited all year for the baseball team.
Yeah.
All I had to do was heard him complain about an extra team getting into the playoffs and how this is fraudulent.
Yeah.
Like, he's leading that charge for that family. For Chris, who just called.
Yeah,
that's Joe DeCamera, his leader, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we'll let you know where he's watching the game this
weekend.
Yeah,
I know.
Probably in the bathtub.
See, that's what I'm saying, though, John. He's going to be watching. That's what I'm saying. He was deliberately pouring water on excitement for a fan base that was hanging on by threads in belief of this team getting in the playoffs. And instead of being a team player, being a quote-unquote Philly guy, and getting the emotional push or rallying the troops here, instead he told them, nah, A, they aren't getting in the playoffs, and B, they don't deserve to get in the playoffs because it's a Mickey Mouse setup, and this isn't really playoff baseball. But then I got to hear him today, he's always so excited. He's happy for this person. He's happy for that person, this person, and that person. Well, that's what you should have been rooting for, to be happy for those people.
Yeah, agreed. I don't know why you'd be happy today if you've been miserable
for weeks and months. That's all. We hold each other accountable around here. I couldn't let that go today.
It's a good point, Jack. We got to hold Joe more accountable. All right, there you go.
I think it's held pretty accountable.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I was just trying to make sure I did my
part.
Well,
I would rather hold Howard accountable. I mean, he's the one that's been.
Howard last night on the Brandon Graham show was complaining about
this. Every Saturday. It's they backed into the playoffs.
He's another one, yes.
Who cares?
And he's far more negative than Joe is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, at least nobody's more negative than Howard around here. Right. I know that.
Unless it's about the Eagles. And then
Right. That's what that is. Now, meanwhile, he was excited that the Eagles got in the playoffs last year. When they got the extra wild card team.
Well, that matters. The Phillies one doesn't. But I
countered him with that, and he was like, whoa. He didn't have much to say about it. He tried to say that the Eagles were more impressive. So Joe Giulio will hold him accountable coming up at 6 o'clock.
Joe's lost his bark, too.
He has?
Yeah.
His bite?
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean?
He hasn't lost his bark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is the Mark's Jewelers. And Montgomeryville on Route 309 online, marks-jewelers.com. Text line in 1 second. We finish up with phone calls after Ike Reese.
Hey, the new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. This Thursday is some serious offensive horsepower as Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts travel to Denver to take on Russell Wilson and the new-look Broncos. Now, pregame coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Denver. Now, you're not an Amazon Prime member, you say? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Colts and the Broncos only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watchTNF for details.
Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line sponsored by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro on Sunday for an Eagles watch party and win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag. It's this Sunday at the Irish Horn in Richboro. Text line.
Text line.
Sorry for letting you down, fearless leader. Can't believe we let you lose to that negative loser, Mad Mike. Ike's fantasy team.
Yeah.
What's going on with your fantasy team, man? Just
You know what?
Bad stretch?
Yeah, and I need some guys to come off the IR, and, you know, I'm giving up on Derek Carr, and I'm moving in with Russell Wilson. I'm moving Russell in to the starting spot.
Man.
The quarterback hasn't been. Well, I got Derek Carr. I got a choice. Yeah. Derek Carr or Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Did you get your Danger Witch over the weekend or no?
Ignore all that part of Russell Wilson. If OG Wade would answer one of my trade proposals, I could have Justin Herbert by now.
He's not going
to
do that.
A lot of people are trying to get in the Justin Herbert market. Yeah. He's creating a market. It's classic general managing by OG Wade.
Oh, so he's ignoring the calls, well, and then when he's willing
to do it. I got a stacked roster. Check out the roster, OG. See what you need.
He could actually help his team.
Exactly. Yeah. I can help you. Yeah. Not getting Cooper Kupp or Stephon Diggs, so don't even ask.
Yeah, I'm kind of down on fantasy football. My teams aren't very good in all of my fantasy leagues this year. I've really lost it. I have. Back in the day when you did the drafting and
– So are you giving away wins? Is that what I'm hearing, that you're not setting your lineup?
No, I'm setting my lineup. What I'm saying is I'm not as good in fantasy football as I used to be. And I'm down about it. I'm considering retiring from fantasy football. The problem is, in my longtime league, we've been doing it since 1999. And it's like, you know, you're my friends. I'm in the league with my friends. And I don't want to, like, stop doing the league. But we don't get together and do the live draft anymore. So, I don't know. I'm not gonna retire. But I feel like that I'm just not as good as I used to be. Mm-hmm. I've lost my edge.
Yeah. That's what. Never mind.
All right, what's next?
Is Stubbs the starting pitcher tomorrow or what? Mike in Birdsboro.
That's what my wife has done to me, Ike.
It's not going down that road with you.
Ooh, boy.
Stubby's a pitcher?
Well, he can hit 84 on the gun.
And he has movement.
They should probably tank these games anyway to avoid the Mets.
There you go.
I know he better be available if you need him to pinch hit.
Damn right.
Well, he's starting tonight, so.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get some playing time in the next two games. All right, what's next?
Can't believe Aaron Nola didn't start his phone call with, "What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Tuesday?" And end his phone call by saying, "I love you guys. I mean it." Chris in Boston.
Well, he's from Louisiana. You're
trying to say, Aaron has a little bit of a southern twang.
Like Justin in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he sounded like he was in Louisiana when he was talking on the phone as well.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, not great reception, but. We appreciate Aaron jumping on the program after throwing a gem last night. All right, Jack, what's next?
Listen. Take note, you Phillies fans. You show contempt for your opponents by pronouncing their name wrong.
DeGrom. I know a lot about DeGrom.
You do?
Chuck from Mount Airy.
He couldn't even get Segura's name right.
Yeah. We know where he meant. We knew what he meant.
Yeah, yeah. A for effort.
Yes.
Yes. See, here's what I appreciate. That Chuck definitely, like, he wants to be involved when the Phillies are good, if the Flyers were ever good. We can count on our audience that maybe aren't the most diehard fans of that sport, that they want to get involved and we want to support all the teams. And that's where Chuck is right now.
Yeah, that's what most baseball fans that are supporting the team, they're casual fans. It's not like it's a city full of diehards.
City full of jacks?
No. Yeah, it's not a city full of jacks.
No, definitely not. All right, what's next?
If Michael Bourne says, woo, one more time, Ric Flair is going to come into that broadcast booth and put him in the figure four leg lock.
Woo! Woo! Wow,
Steve, the mailman.
Yeah, you're right,
That
Steve.
Was a long one. Was that really him?
Yeah, that was the second Schwarber homer.
Wow.
That was in the montage you played. I'm like, wow, he wooed the whole game.
Well, I actually took out one of the woos for that one. There's two back-to-back.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo! It did sound like, when I heard it for the first time, I was like, he sounds like Ric Flair. I wonder if he's doing the Ric Flair woo, or that's just by coincidence.
I wonder if he's working with Scott Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No,
L.A. actually told us that. L.A. told us he's doing the road games for playoffs.
Oh, L.A.'s in?
He broke that on the Marks and
Rich. Oh, he did, yeah. Big Dog is moving in?
Yeah. As long as the Phillies are in the playoffs, he's working.
Yeah, Big Dog said, I'll handle this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's much better anyway.
Yeah.
No offense.
He likes to do the grunt, mm-hmm. but it's not over. It helps accentuate the calls.
Well,
it doesn't
now that they're in the postseason,
out.
He's going to be very positive about baseball.
As he should be.
Yep.
Just make sure you're pitching at the knees.
Yeah, as long as Wheeler's hitting low and outside.
Yes. All right, any more, Jack?
Hold on. Where did Rio say he played high school football? Andy in Deptford.
Said Edison, I think. I don't know.
Did he?
Yeah. Is it at a North Philly school? I forget exactly where he said, but yeah. He did say that. All right, let's finish up. Speaking of Aaron Nola, Justin in Tennessee. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. What's up, brother?
Justin?
Hey, man, Chris in Boston taking shots at me, man. I'm telling you. man, I'm happy for y'all, man. That last guy talking about he's all down and depressed, it's the playoffs. Yeah, they extended it, but, I mean, it's, what is it, 86, 87 wins you got?
Yep.
Man, I don't watch baseball from the end of March until October and be upset when they make the playoffs.
No.
Exactly. I mean, they extended on – be happy you're in because it's been 11 years. You know, I mean, it gives me something to root for because I hate the Braves. I hate the Mets. I hate the Dodgers. You know, I love you guys, so I'm going to pull for the Fields, you know. And even if my team was in it, you know, I'd pull for the Fields unless they met in the World Series. But, I mean, I could still be happy for you guys because, you know.
Hold on, who's
your team? Yeah.
We've been over this. Y'all get mad when I say it. I'm a Red Sox fan, but I hate the Braves.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I've always hated the Braves. When I told you why I hated the Braves, Jack had to bleep me one time because I messed up.
Okay. Real passionate about it. Okay.
Yeah, I hate the Braves. Anyway, saw Ike on the Kay Adams thing yesterday. Done awesome job, Ike. Love it.
It really pops out and grows.
My wife's not a big fan of Kay Adams. Yeah, my wife's not a big fan of Kay Adams. When I look at Kay Adams, I just look and say, you know, you got to love the Lord for making things like that. You know, that's I love Kay Adams.
I hope you don't say that to your wife, though, Justin.
Oh, I don't care. We've been married 21 years. We ain't Tom and Giselle. I mean,
hardest wood I've ever touched.
I'm like an Alabama tick, man. And I ain't going nowhere, and she ain't neither.
That's what I'm talking about,
Justin. All right,
Justin
we got to run, buddy.
All right, I love you, boys. I'm happy the Phils made it, though. I love y'all. I mean,
right love on. You, Justin.
Right on.
He's the best.
Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window. 20% off all windows and doors. No money down up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit Go. GUIDA.com. I mean, normally I'm looking for a Phils win, but I guess tonight I'm not.
Yeah, not tonight.
Do it for the show, John. Do it for the show.
Yeah, not tonight.
All right. Riding with the King, Joe Giglio, is coming up next. But when you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck.com, America's largest online small business lender. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in minutes. Apply for your loan today at OnDeck.com. All right, Giglio, riding with the King coming up next. Hopefully he holds Howard accountable And we're back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See you.
When you are down, lift your head off the ground. There's a lot to be learned, so look around. Once there was a silly old ant, thought he'd move a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hope so. When you start to feel it low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree. Up there goes another rubber tree. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree plant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.